The enshrined skull bone of a Chinese monk. Let's head towards the building that houses the skull bone of a Chinese monk, mentioned before we entered the temple. From the building with the enshrined Buddha, let's head across the bridge over the valley and climb up the steep steps. The area surrounding the temple was first developed when the temple was initially erected during the 8th century. And the area across the valley where we have just come from was developed a little later in the early 17th century. This compound includes two buildings where monks study and meditate. New monks study in one of the buildings, while resident monks meditate in the other. Entry to the area is restricted in the summer and winter, because it's when the monks concentrate on their study and meditation the most. If you look inside the building, you will see a 7-story stone pagoda, and the skull bone is kept inside it. The pagoda was originally erected in another temple, but moved to this place. This is the only stone pagoda that's kept in a building. On either side of this building are two other buildings where monks train and meditate. The buildings are famous even now for being the temple where several revered monks have practiced.